pretty clear to me, Harbor Beach and Ubley on a rematch collision course in the district.
And a final score confirmed from Paul P. Adams, Sandusky victorious over Bad Axe 30-20. So that puts out Bad Axe out of their playoff hopes there at 4-5 on the season. Sandusky finishes the season at 8-1. And with a 30-20 victory over Bad Axe, Cass City loses to Ubley 20-6. Harbor Beach 20, Lakers nothing here in Harbor Beach. And looks like USA should be victorious over Brown City 36-28.
Barring some miracle play there in that game, which that game got pretty interesting in the second half.
Yeah, it was at halftime. It was lopsided 20-6 Brown City. And USA scores 30 points in the second half to come back and more than likely take that victory away from Brown City. Dave Hansen, your final thoughts here from Harbor Beach.
What can you say? You can't say enough about the home team. Harbor Beach played outstanding football. The defense was phenomenal. To allow 50 yards to any team that you play against isn't impressive, but to do it against a 7-win Lakers team that was runner-up in the Greater Thumb West is very impressive. And for Lakers, in my opinion, they really, really miss Corey Minetti. They just miss somebody there on defense, that little extra spark, and they miss that guy that gets them that 6 to 8 carries a game. He's a speedster. He's a power guy. He'll run through anybody. Clearly, was a non-factor today, as I didn't see him on the field at all. I assume he's out. And Lakers, it's a disappointing showing for them. They really wanted to come into this house and in that rivalry with Harbor Beach make a statement that they were going to, make some noise in the playoffs. And I still think they can, but they got a couple things they got to sharpen up. They got to figure out some things on offense. But all hats off to Harbor Beach as they shine tonight.
Looks like we have a scoring update thanks to our friend Dale Killinger over in Lakers. MLS 23, Reese 19 still playing. So that one's coming down to the wire between Reese and Saginaw MLS. MLS will be squarely in Division 8 football.
Right, more than likely, Noval was winning by 2 scores as well. Not wildly by any means. So you'd think both of those Saginaw teams will probably line up with Harbor Beach and Ubley, but with Harbor Beach and Ubley getting big wins, it just makes you wonder where Ubley falls. I would think Harbor Beach would secure themselves as the one seed with the district coming right here to Harbor Beach. Where does Ubley fall? Do they probably fall in the 2 slot or the 3 slot and will more than likely draw Saginaw MLS, which means, in my opinion, Novell will be coming into town here next weekend, maybe even on a Saturday afternoon game.
Very well potentially, of course, in the playoffs, 75 miles. If it's beyond 75 miles, then the other team has the option to play. If they cannot come up with a mutual time, then it automatically goes to Saturday at 1, which has been the case when Novell's come to Harbor Beach in the past. But, of course, we'll have all those details on the strong side on Sunday at 6 p.m. Notice the new start time for this weekend is our 2-hour postseason special on Sunday starting at 6 p.m. We'll recap week number 9, and then we'll release the brackets starting at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. This Sunday at 6 p.m., the strong side, our 2-hour postseason special with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Mike Gallagher, and Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune. So, Dave Hansen, I know I've asked your final thoughts, but your true last word tonight.
What an excellent football game, a defensive battle. Both teams showing their strengths on defense. Harbor Beach was able to muster more first downs, controlled the game. Lakers just could not break that rhythm of Harbor Beach. Even though it wasn't a fast-paced game, the game moved quickly, and Harbor Beach did enough on offense. But an exclamation mark by the defense, only allowing 50 yards of total offense. Enough said, Harbor Beach, a very nice win and full-blown playing their best football heading into the playoffs. And hats off to Lakers, too. 7-win season, it's a pretty darn good season. And they will be right in the thick of a Cass City rematch, because I know I'd love to see it. Sandusky, and now probably the district going to go through New Lothrop now.
And, of course, Dave, we'll see you on Sunday for the strong side at 6 p.m.
Yes, you will. Looking forward to it.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Kadok Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Carroll, DS Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Rainy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, Bayport State Bank, Countryside Sales and Service, Tax Market of Owendale, Thumb Bank and Trust with 6 locations to serve you, Pigeon Telephone, Insure, Better Health, Better Life, Are you sure? So on behalf of our entire WLW Sports broadcast team, our spotter for the second week in a row, getting himself a full-time position if he's not careful, Dan Benke, our director of game data analytics, that was Rochelle Thompson, our director of social media and media relations, Kayla O'Neill, back in the booth for us, Doug Cole, director of sports information from afar tonight, in-game analysis, that is Dave Hansen. I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. This was a fun one, always a classic rivalry between these two schools, reignited once again. Final score in week number 9, the regular season is complete as the Harbor Beach Pirates shut out the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers 20-0 to go into the postseason at 8-1. Strong side at 6 p.m. We'll see you then. On to the postseason.